This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a grand roadshow this evening in Patna after inaugurating the new terminal building of Jai Prakash Narayan International Patna Airport and laying the foundation stone for the second airport of Patna at Biheta. During the 6-kilometer-long roadshow, people showered flower petals on the Prime Minister's convoy and greeted him holding the national flag in their hands. There was significant enthusiasm prevailing among the people at various locations along the roadshow held on Patna-Beli Road. During the roadshow, posters, banners and pictures celebrating the success of Operation Sindoor were displayed on both sides of the route of the roadshow. A large number of pictures and models of the BrahMos missile were also displayed, signifying the victory celebration of Operation Sindoor. The new terminal building at Patna Airport, constructed at a cost of around 1,200 crore rupees, is set to significantly enhance the airport's annual passenger handling capacity to 1 crore. The project of new civil enclave of Biheta Airport is worth over 1,410 crore rupees. Bihar Governor Arif Mohammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramohan Naidu were also present at the inaugural function. Tomorrow, on the last leg of Bihar's visit, Mr. Modi will visit Bikramganj in Rohtash district. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone and dedicate multiple development projects worth over 50,000 crore rupees. He is also scheduled to address a public meeting at the venue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the importance of developing the country's agriculture sector as a key step towards making India a developed nation. In a video message on his social media account, at the launch of the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan in Odisha, he stated that the central government is addressing various agriculture-related issues, including ensuring fair prices for farmers' produce and strengthening the agricultural economy.
एक अहम विषय किसानों को आय के अतिरिक्त साधन मुहैया कराने का भी है खेतों की जो मेड़ है उस पर सोलर पैनलिंग का काम हो देश में जो स्वीट रिवॉल्यूशन हो रहा है मधुमक्खी पालने वाले किसानों को लाभ हो रहा है उससे ज्यादा से ज्यादा किसान कैसे जुड़े खेत से निकले जिन अवशेषों को कचरा कहकर फेंक दिया जाता है उससे कैसे एनर्जी बनाए वेस्ट टू वेल्थ क्रिएट कैसे करें
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that the relationship between India and New Zealand is expanding across various sectors. He made these remarks during a meeting with New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters in New Delhi today. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the success of New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's recent visit to India, during which both the nations initiated the Free Trade Agreement or FTA negotiations and signed several agreements. As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the 7 multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by NCP SCP Supriya Sule met with the leaders of African National Congress led by Secretary General Fikile Balula. Speaking to media, Mr. Balula said that South Africa has pledged solidarity with India in terms of engagement in the fight against terrorism. Prasar Bharati Shared Audiovisuals for Broadcast and Dissemination, or PB Shabd, has invited YouTubers, podcasters and video editors to register for its free services. PB Shabd is a go-to source for copyright-free, authentic and safe-to-use content. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru stormed into the final of the tournament after beating table topper Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in the first qualifier at Mullanpur in Chandigarh tonight. Chasing a modest victory target of 102 runs set by Punjab Kings, RCB made 106 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in just 10 overs. And the Indian men's doubles team of Satvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty today entered the quarterfinals of the Singapore Open Badminton Tournament. Indian pair beat 7-seeded Indonesian pair of Sabar Karyaman Gutama and Mohareza Pahalvi Isfahani, 19-21, 21-16, 21-19, in a grueling contest. And that is the end of this news bulletin.